Here's good news. God loves you even when you don't fulfill all your good-intentioned resolutions. Here's Del Faisenfeld talking with Nancy Lee DeMoss.
The Spirit is not a spirit of condemnation. He's not one of paralysis. He's not overwhelmed or surprised. The basis of our relationship with Him is not on performance, it's on grace.
This is Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss for Friday, December 28th.
Well, we've been having for the last few days a conversation that I think is so important and really timely here at the end of the year, before we head into a new year, to be intentional in seeking the Lord about every area of our spiritual life and growth. And I'm so thankful that my friend Del Faisenfeld III has been here with us to help in this conversation. Del, thanks for being back with us again on Revive Our Hearts.
I've really loved it, Nancy.
And I'm really appreciative of the way that you have fleshed out this whole concept with our staff here at Revive Our Hearts and Life Action Ministries, our parent ministry. And we ask all of our staff to take some time each year to get away, to stop periodically, and just get with the Lord and ask Him to direct your thinking and get in His Word and review where are you in every area of your life, not just the ones that we think of as, quote, spiritual. That's important. But every area of our life, our physical health, our emotional well-being, our spiritual disciplines, financial, all these areas. And you've helped us develop a tool that we've been talking about for the last couple of days. Let me just say, if you haven't gone to the website yet to look up that tool, I'd encourage you to do that. ReviveOurHearts.com. There's a PDF there. You can print this out. And what you've been reminding us of is the issue isn't so much how you do it, but the importance of doing something to be intentional about your spiritual life.
Yeah, we've really got to do something to check the drift, because all of us are so busy, life is flying by, and we don't want to get to the end of it or even midway points and realize that the most important things have passed us by. And so the heart behind this exercise is basically Jesus is wise. He's ready to be there to help us and to listen to us, but we've got to open our lives up, and we've got to do it in a broad way and really drill down into the places where we actually live, so that whatever plan that we have with Him reflects the needs that we really have in our daily lives.
So this tool that we've called a personal vitality tool, and I like that word vitality, by the way, it suggests that you're not just surviving, but you're thriving, that we're spiritually vital. And that can be true even in hard years, years where we've got pressure, we've got, some are at the end of this year facing loss or grief or sadness or financial challenges or physical challenges. But I think Christ wants us to thrive even in the midst of those circumstances and to be spiritually vibrant and becoming more like Jesus. So this tool takes us to those different areas of our lives and just gives us a way to reflect on how it's going and where change is needed that could happen in the year ahead.
Nancy, it's really a personal roadmap, you know, for your growth. And like you're mentioning, growth happens in all seasons of our lives. But the promise that we have is that Jesus will be with us in every situation. So it's a tool that also helps us meaningfully connect with Jesus and to listen to His words. He has peace in life, you know, for us. And so you're right, even when it's hard, you know, He's with us.
And many people do this in some areas of their lives. For example, in the workplace, many of us have regular reviews. And if we're not asking, our employer's asking, you know, how are you doing, or telling us how he thinks we're doing. And we get physical checkups. People who care about, how they're going to be provided for in retirement go through financial planning. They have financial planners who help lay out, this is where you are, this is what you need. You know, you need to set up some goals. You need to figure out how you're going to get from here to there. But we're just saying in every area of your life, there's real value in not just drifting, not just letting life happen, but in being intentional about moving it forward.
Yeah, and the irony is that we would put all kinds of energy into things that are important, but not as important as our relationships with, you know, our spouse, with God, with our kids, with purpose, you know, those kinds of things, our impact for eternity. So it really does make sense when we sit down and think about it to carve out some time to just not let that pass us by. And the Vitality Plan is just one really, I think, a wise way. It's been tested by people. You know, it's adaptable to your needs. But I really do encourage the listeners to grab that tool as a baseline and to take some time to see where this will unfold.
And as we talked about yesterday, there's some basic questions that you want to ask in these different areas of life, the different areas related to relationships and physical health and moral purity and financial and your work environment. There are about a dozen of these areas. And in each of these areas, you want to be reflecting on a series of questions.
I think you want to ask what's going well in your life, because part of review is also to celebrate, you know, God's grace.
Yeah.
In his life, and to be thankful.
And I was really encouraged as I've been through this exercise in the last few days myself. I started into it a little discouraged. I've been at a little bit of a low point with some extra pressures, and I thought it was all going to be more negative, but I was actually really encouraged by some areas where, as I thought back over recent months, I said, I can see God's been at work in my life in this area.
And there's a place to record God's activity.
Yeah.
And to give him thanks.
Yeah.
Builds confidence, you know, for the next question, which is, what isn't going well? Where are the gaps? And again, I just want to reiterate that every serious Christian is going to simultaneously have places of strength and weakness. So it's not a matter of like a report card or something where you're getting a grade before God. It's more just an honest opening of our hearts to say, Lord, we live on grace, we've experienced grace, and we want more of it.
Yeah.
And that's really the heart.
And how you get grace is you humble yourself. You get honest before God.
Humility and honesty lead to God drawing near to us.
Yeah.
And that's really what we all want to experience more of. So then we ask, you know, then what are some achievable steps? You know, what are some of the things that, as we think about these matters, ask the Lord about it, maybe look at his word, review the things that we know about God's ways, what are some steps that I could take practically to address these different areas that are coming out, you know, as we walk through the tool?
And I think a key word there used is measurable.
Measurable steps, because what we're really wanting to do here is to develop an action plan with Jesus. And, you know, these things are not necessarily complicated. A lot of times we know, when we think about it, the things that we ought to do. The question is just a matter of prioritizing it, making it concrete, and deciding that that's going to get your energy and attention.
I know one practical area that surfaced as I was working through this week is the area of scripture memory, which I've done a lot of in the past. But as I worked through this, I realized it's been a while since I've been memorizing scripture, which then helps me to meditate on it more. So one of my measurable steps as I head into this new year is in the area of scripture memory. Then there were other areas related to, say, my physical health, where I have been neglecting areas of diet and exercise. You talked yesterday about going to the doctor, and I wish you brought up another illustration because that's something I've been neglecting recently. And it was a prompt that I need to take care of some of those areas of my life as well, because it all integrates and has bearing on my overall vitality.
Really recognizing that Jesus cares about the whole person, you know, so that Jesus cares about the quality of my relationships. Jesus cares about my physical well-being. Part of following Jesus is following him well in my finances. You know, part of following Jesus is getting the rest and recreation that I need as a human being, and making sure that there's points to take care of joy. So there's a whole gamut of things that this tool covers that really helps reveal where we're out of balance and where there's a need for focus.
Now, I know that some of our listeners are wired the way I am, which is, when you talk about steps to deal with these areas that have been neglected, I haven't quite finished walking through this yet, but I'm going to end up with probably, you know, 26 steps or something like that. And it's easy to get overwhelmed and feel like that's just way too much to handle. So how do you see all these steps, you see all these needs, and you get all these ideas for steps you can take, but 26 is too many to deal with. We got to narrow it down somehow.
Yeah, it's way too many. And this, the nature of this exercise is going to reveal a lot of information about yourself, places of strength and need. And so then the question becomes, what do you do so that you don't get paralyzed? And I see two dangers. The one is the first that we've already addressed, which is that we do nothing.
Because then you keep drifting.
Right. But the other danger that I think is really, really real for a lot of people is that they're going to try to do everything. But I think the wisdom of this is that we need to prioritize, and that real growth happens as we take one or two things and then focus on those things with Jesus for a period of time, and see grace come in those areas and then move on to the next thing. And the Holy Spirit's able to lead us through this. The Spirit is not a spirit of condemnation. He's not one of paralysis. He's not overwhelmed or surprised by the data that we're going to uncover in this vitality plan.
And he's not trying to overwhelm
us. The basis of our relationship with him is not on performance. It's on grace. Forgiveness for where we failed is a gift. While we can open up in real repentance and honest confession of things that, you know, may appear on this vitality plan, those things don't define us. And so out of this list of maybe 26, or when I do it, sometimes it's more than that, to be honest, that we come back to maybe two or three things to say, what are the two or three things that I need to be focusing on right now that have the greatest priority, and out of this whole list would make the greatest difference, because yeah. they're the areas that I feel the most urgency or burden, mm-hmm. you know, about. And the ironic thing is that as we give ourselves to grace in those areas, to simple obedience, what I find is that I gain strength, surprisingly, in other areas.
Yeah,
that
right.
You might find that other things that are on that list, suddenly you have more strength for.
Yeah, the water rises and all the boats will rise, right?
That's what we find, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. as we're working this. And again, I have 3 or 4 years of vitality plans in front of me, and it's just amazing to me as I look back and am able to see how by focusing on two or three things, I have arrived at the point I am now, you know, with a number of things to celebrate, because there was that principle of focus.
And some of those things have now become established habits and rhythms in your life as a result.
That's the great thing about focusing for a period of about 3 months on something, because that's also the amount of time it takes to really build a good habit. So you do see some of these things become part of the basic character of our lives. Our character is basically our habitual responses to life. And so Jesus is in the process of transforming our character into his image. And so as we give ourselves to two or three things and develop true Christ-likeness in the nitty-gritty, we see that the character of Christ then is available to apply to other areas of need.
Now, it seems like an important aspect of this would be first doing it now, but then going back and reviewing periodically where you are and where you've come and how it's going.
The way that it seems best to us in our community is to do that about quarterly. So 3 months is about appropriate amount of time to focus on something thoroughly and to develop, you know, a habit in that area, a new habit. But then life is constantly moving at a very rapid pace and things are changing. So there's new data that needs to be assimilated. And there's things that, you know, sometimes slip through the cracks. So by doing this annually, but then revisiting it quarterly, the adjustments are able to be made. And Nancy, what I do is I take those two or three things that have emerged from the vitality plan process, and then I stick this in my Bible, or maybe a place where I have my regular connectedness to God, a quiet time or something like that. And it's something that I can keep in front of me. Maybe you post it on the dash of your car so you can pray
over
that.
So you're being reminded.
That. Right, because if you don't keep these things in front of us, the value that you gain from the insight and the direction leaks.
Right. Now, the other thing you've emphasized, which I think is so helpful, is not to just do this in isolation, but to do it in community with others. How does that work?
We actually added a question, you know, to this plan that wasn't on the original when we started this 3 years ago. And it's this question, and I'm growing in how strongly I believe in the wisdom of this. And it's this, the question is, who is speaking into my life in this area? And a lot of times in the areas where I'm finding weakness, the honest answer to that is nobody. Nobody even knows about it, you know. And one of the reasons why I'm not doing well is that I don't have competency. You know, could it be my background or just
example, say, you know, finances are in a mess, you're head over heels in debt, and you know that's an area of weakness and need, but you don't know what to do about it.
Right, and correct. And you've been doing this for years and you have a track record that you can rely on that I'm not very good at this. You know, I've regularly messed this up in various ways. Well, a practical means of grace. I mean, I think one of the ways that Jesus really wants to come to you is in the form of another person, another believer who loves Jesus. And doesn't mean they're perfect, doesn't mean they're better than you, but it does mean that maybe in this area of finances, they've found wisdom, you know, grace from the Lord in their area of finances that they could share with you. And I can't tell you how many times we accelerate the process of our growth and maturation by taking advantage of the fact that grace comes in relationships, that not all of us have all the answers to every problem. But in the community of faith or the community of people who follow Jesus, he's placed people who have different strengths and weaknesses for the purpose, I think, of creating interdependence, where we have to practice the hard disciplines of being willing to be vulnerable and maybe say, hey, I have a need. I'm not perfect. I've got a need in this area. This is where things aren't going well. Maybe opening up your life a little bit in that area and allowing somebody who loves Jesus to speak into it.
And not just somebody who has counsel, but maybe somebody who would just pray for you, who would help hold you accountable. Wow, what a great thing to take this tool, which is what I'm intending to do here at year end as I've been working through this. Now I want to sit down with maybe one person, maybe two or three in different areas and say, these are the things the Lord has identified or helped me identify as I've walked through this. But I know if I'm left to myself, I'm going to fall down in these areas. I need help to shore up these areas of my life. Would you pray for me? I think sometimes just even telling somebody else, these are the areas where I have been neglectful or I have been, you know, my gauges haven't been, they've been off, they've not been right. Just verbalizing that to somebody else puts us in a place of maybe receiving more of God's grace.
And what you're talking about there, Nancy, is the pathways of grace. Or the means of grace. So God has real power and resources for us, but he wants us to access those things by doing what he says. And one of the things that he said is that as we confess our sins and pray for one another, we're healed.
Yeah, right, James 5.
That's a directive, you know, from the scripture. And we see this over and over again, that many of the places where we're not thriving, in part is because we haven't opened ourselves up to the resources that Jesus has made available to us through his word and people.
And as a result, even our churches, so many times, I had a pastor in college who used to say the average church was like a bag of marbles just clanging up on each other, but not really penetrating each other's lives. And he used to say to us, Pastor Ray Ortland, we should be more like a bag of grapes that are squished into each other's lives and as a result making juice and producing something fruitful and nourishing. And I think that's true. And this is an area where we can be more that way, where we say to each other, and you may not say to a lot of people, but to someone that you trust, someone that you know loves the Lord, here's where I am in my walk. Here's where I am in my journey. Here's my personal vitality plan. Would you join me in praying? And maybe you do this for each other, that God would help me in these areas. Would you ask questions periodically and maybe check up with each other? You don't have to sit down for hours at a time. That could be overwhelming. But just as you have contact with each other, say, how's it going in these areas? And I think that helps us all move into a new year with greater hope that the end of the year will look different than the beginning did.
I remember about 15 years ago when I first was coming into a walk with Jesus in my life, and I was not very connected. I didn't have a lot of Christian friends. You know, I just started attending church. I didn't have a lot of spiritual friendships, you know, that were available to me. But I was beginning this process of growth, and I knew there needed to be some intentionality. I knew things weren't going well. There were some major areas of need. And I remember calling the church and just said, the Lord's working in my life. I'm really excited. I want to tap into Jesus' life, but I'm really not sure how to do it. You know, mm-hmm. Is there anybody there that could actually just talk to me about how to take some steps?
Yeah, great.
And, you know, that was one of the most awkward phone calls I've ever made in my life, and I was scared about it.
Probably not like another one they'd received that
day.
But
it opened up, like, a conversation with somebody who then referred me to some other people in the church who knew Jesus better. And some of those people today are my greatest friends, you know, and I look back and I just thank the Lord for the way he helped me at a very vulnerable time. So some of the listeners out there might say, well, I don't have a lot of spiritual encouragement. There are ways, if you're really praying and seeking him, that, you know, you might run into a couple bad, unhelpful people along the way. But I think if you really have this purity of intent, that there are people out there who you can find that will help you.
Well, we want to encourage every listener to do something like this tool, this personal vitality tool. Go to reviveourhearts.com, and there's a PDF there. You can print it out. You can use it. You can adapt it. Make it whatever works for you, but do something to be intentional about where you want to head in every area of spiritual growth and becoming more like Jesus in the year ahead. And do it as in community. Ask the Lord to make it possible for you to have kindred spirits or somebody who would come alongside of you in one or more of these areas and help with the growth. And I think we just want to remind each other that this is not about filling out a form. This is not about, you know, getting a report card or being more spiritual if we, you know, get the right mark on this. This is really all about getting us to Jesus.
It's about looking to Him, Nancy, because we all know the treadmill of trying to earn our value before God through our performance. The Christian life from beginning to end is one of gift. It's one of grace. It's one of God's presence. So I want to leave the listeners with that same idea that this is a tool that we bring all that we are to Jesus, and Jesus is the one who has the answers, ultimately, for the grace and healing that we need.
Amen. And I just really believe that to whatever extent we will be intentional about this exercise, we'll be looking back a year from now and say, wow, there's been growth. I know Jesus better. I'm more like Him. There'll still be additional areas where we need more growth, but we won't have drifted. We will have been intentional about following Christ, and that's what it means to be spiritually vital. Thank you so much, Dale, for leading us in this conversation. I believe it's going to be really fruitful in many people's lives.
Thank you, Nancy.
And as we finish up this week and head into the final weekend of the year, let me just remind you that it's not too late to participate with us in helping to meet our year-end financial needs. So grateful for all those who have partnered with us so far this month. God is providing, and we're asking Him for quite a bit more in these last 2 or 3 days of the year, right up through the 31st. Our call center will be available. You can go online to reviveourhearts.com and make a contribution there. But please, if this program has been a blessing to you, if the resources have helped you in your walk with the Lord, would you consider making a donation at this time to help us with this need, which is not just for our year end. It's what's provided between now and Monday. It helps us to know where we can continue ministering in the year ahead. And so many things God is doing in this country, the United States, and around the world through the internet, through the Spanish language ministry, through the various resources. Lives are being transformed. Marriages are being restored. People are being saved. They're finding new joy and vitality. They're finding freedom and fullness and fruitfulness in Christ. And you can be a part of helping to make that possible. Thanks so much for praying with us about this need. And as the Lord provides and directs, for making a generous contribution toward that need. Thanks so much. Have a blessed New Year's weekend. Be sure to worship with God's people this weekend. And then join us next week as we bring in a new year of seeking the Lord together.
Nancy Lee DeMoss has been talking with Del Faisenfeld about surrendering every part of your life to the Lord. She's also been inviting you to be part of the story God is telling through Revive Our Hearts. Here's how to support Revive Our Hearts. Just call 1-800-569-5959. That's 1-800-569-5959. Or visit reviveourhearts.com to make your donation. And to get the free PDF of the Personal Vitality Plan Nancy and Dell have been talking about. Again, the web address is reviveourhearts.com. What do you think about today's program and the Personal Vitality Plan? You can let Dell Faisenfeld know. He'll join the Revive Our Hearts listener blog today. Visit reviveourhearts.com, click on today's program, scroll to the end of the transcript, and add your comment to the listener blog. Dell will be checking in throughout the day. Well, when there are problems in a family, sometimes the holidays can just make that hurt feel worse. On Monday, Nancy and a panel of ministry leaders will show you how to handle pressure in your family. Please be back for Revive Our Hearts. Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss is an outreach of Life Action Ministries.